This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
15 minutes. 37 seconds to go. Hawkins, right-hand dribble. Right side. Takes Green down to the mid-post. Works him to the dots. Spins, fades, knocks it down. Jaime Hawkins Jr. doing what had to be done. We've got 28.9 remaining. Timeout Pistons. Jaime with 19 off the bench. On the
street. Victory, Leroy. Victory, baby. Sorry, I had you muted. My fault.
I say I'm going to use your code.
Oh, use my code, baby. Use my code.
Hey, now,
yes.
I didn't watch the whole game, but the last, like, 10 minutes I watched.
Yes.
And was I the only one who, at the end of the game, everybody went,
No, I definitely, yeah. That was squeaky cheeks towards the end, ooh, as Tobin would say. That one was, because, look, Detroit's a good team. Not only that, but I have PTSD. We've lost games to them right at the end.
Bad timeout.
That was a bad timeout, and I think they had like another one that was like an alley-oop or something like that.
They did the alley-oop that the Heat always do.
Exactly. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last four games that they had have been settled by single digits or been very close at the end. So, you know, we were up by as much as, I think, 21, 22 points in that second half there. And even then, I was like, I am not giving up on this game yet, because Detroit's a good team, man. That was their ninth loss on the season. Like, that's...
Yeah. No, they're a good team. They're a good team. I tell you what, that group they had at the end, though,
yeah,
that defense was relentless. Except Bam handling the ball, we could do.
I had maybe about, I'll say, 37 highlights or something like that yesterday as I was producing the game. And I just couldn't help but constantly hear Norman Powell's name over and over and over again. This guy, by the time I look at that, he has like 36 points or something like that.
And yeah.
That guy has been an absolute, like, I wouldn't say a diamond in the rough, but this is much better than anyone could have ever anticipated from Norman Powell.
Well, I think the whole thing with Norm is we all looked at his age and how he came into form or kind of became that guy on the Clippers with all the stuff that was going there. And anytime you see somebody, you know, start getting their numbers that late in their career on that team, you start thinking, oh, it's because of the injuries or he's a looter in the riot because they're not winning. So you kind of look at it with a little bit of skepticism, but dude's a bona fide scorer. And I think what he brings, you know, here is that he's a bona fide scorer, can play a little bit of defense, and he has it in him. And I think there's really, you know, good for the Heat for, you know, recognizing that, because guess what? Name another bigger trade in the offseason.
Yeah, so right now, I can't think
of one. Especially with what you had to give up to get him. That's the main thing.
For sure. For sure. Another thing that I've noticed in these last couple games is two big things that I feel like, I can't say the problem is 100% solved, but we constantly discussed the third quarter.
That was,
you know, the biggest issue with the Miami Heat. But these past two games against Denver and Detroit, they've come out five.
They've extended the lead. I wonder if, because they understand that the other team has that power, you know, that kind of that talent on the other side that they can't afford it, so they kind of focus on that. Or because it always seems like it's never the teams leading the division or leading the conference that get them with the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right.
True. It's usually
it's
like
the teams that are equal to them.
Yeah.
So it was a good win. You know, they put on the final charge at the end, but the Heat were able to, and that steal at the end. Holy smokes. I mean, the shortest guy on the court. Come on now. Like,
you got lucky.
Are you guys like me? Were you counting? I'm like, man, I got all the way to seven. Blow the whistle.
I'm doing the motion.
Yeah,
I'm doing the arm thing.
I'm doing Come on. I got the seven.
Jaime Jaque has actually discussed yesterday post game what he thinks has been the change that has allowed them to find success in the third quarter.
I think, you know, we're just coming out with a different energy, a different mentality, really just trying to assert our presence and our dominance, especially if we have a lead going into the next half. We want to come out and be really strong.
Yeah, I mean, simple.
That sounds like he says, I'm very aware of third quarter, and we tried to do something to, you know. Oh, you're not going to talk about Drew Smith?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's that? Did he have a good game yesterday or something like that? It's just the way
you can't look
guys.
At. You can't look at. See, you can't be a stat sheet guy with Drew Smith.
He just does like
he's a menace.
He does like one thing though. Like every game, he does
really?
Like one or two things maybe.
Really?
That, like what does he do? That's like, oh my god, Drew Smith. Like
defense, steal the ball. He's him and Davion are the two guys that just cause havoc on defense.
He had 9 points yesterday, which is like, ooh, 9 points.
Hey, you wrong for that, Drew. You wrong for that. Jukebox said Drew Smith in line for seventh player of the year.
That's what I'm – okay, so he's a seven – at most, he's a seventh best player on your – at like literally at his peak, he's the seventh most important person on your team. Why does everyone glorify him?
Because when he plays and the minutes he plays and what he does on defense, it helps. It helps. Nobody's claiming Drew Smith is a superstar or anything like that. But his role on this team is very important. And you just dismiss it because you look at a stat line.
Yeah.
Right? They don't need Drew Smith to score 20 points.
See,
he's not in the game to score 20 points. He's in the game to just cause havoc on the defensive end. And handle the ball,
dude.
And be a point guard.
No, it's this fan base, dude. This fan base will idolize a Michael Doliak, will idolize a Joel Anthony, will love them some Keon Dooling or some Dexter Pittman for reasons because they just love to find, you know, the underdog guy on the roster. It's cute. It's adorable.
You don't think you need those guys to win? You don't think you need those unheralded guys to win?
They're replaceable.
No, you think?
I think.
Then why haven't they replaced him? He was out for a whole year. They could have very easily replaced him. Why didn't they?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Would you say that the Heat and their front office are better at what they do than you?
I would definitely say that.
So if Drew Smith is still on the team and playing important minutes,
yeah,
that would mean that.
Clearly,
guess what?
He has.
They know what's going on.
No, he has blackmail on Pat Riley. That's my theory for sure. He has Pat Riley accidentally sent him a text one day. Remember when Tobin accidentally sent a picture of us trying on that shirt that his wife got him?
You know all those guys you mentioned.
Yeah.
Right? They've all played some kind of role. And if you look around the league, there's been a bunch of guys that have been developed by the Miami Heat to be those guys, and then went on to have long careers.
Okay, well, now I'm saying if we gave those same minutes to Jakučionis, would we, like, I think that would serve the team better. Because now we're developing
As of right now, Drew Smith is more dependable. Not better.
Yeah.
More dependable as far as what he can do on both sides of the floor.
Yeah, I can depend on him to be underwhelming.
Is he?
It's just like,
I mean, what would you think a success for Drew Smith would be?
I mean, let's start with double digit points. Anything. Can I get double digit anything?
He doesn't play enough for that.
Hey, listen, I wonder why.
Why don't you look at his assists, steals, and points per minute?
Oh, well, I didn't want to hear about this plus or minus BS I always hear about. Oh, it's plus or minus. It's plus or minus.
Is that not important?
It was 3 yesterday. Simone Fontecchio had a 4. So, hey, I don't hear anything about Simone.
They play different positions.
No one is around you.
They play different positions.
Yeah, they do.
Simone plays in a very similar position as Jovic. You want to take him out and take Jovic out and put him in?
No, I mean, I don't want to take him out. But I'm just saying, like, Drew Smith had 15 minutes yesterday, put up 9 points
in 15 minutes?
Simone Fontecchio had 6 minutes and put up 5 points.
He should, okay.
Hey, listen, look, I'm just saying he took advantage of his time.
Okay, man. 15 minutes and he scored 9 points.
Yeah.
Extrapolate to 35-minute play.
Okay.
What is that?
Now, okay, well, how about if we're extrapolating, then how come Jakučionis yesterday, 6 minutes, no stats, an 11 plus or minus? So what are we doing here?
All right.
Give him more
time. So if he would have played 30 minutes, he would have had plus minus.
He would have
had 0 points.
He would have done a lot of cardio, but we would have been winning by 40.
There you go. They did. Per 36 minutes, he averages 13.5 points and 3.3 steals.
Oh, okay. And then if you divide that by 2.
Is that not good?
I don't know. I don't know if that's good. Someone just made these stats up. Michael Jordan never had these stats. Back in my day,
he played 40 minutes.
There was 3 stats. Blocks, steals, points, and then they added this rebound thing. That's when they got soft.
Rebounds. They had rebounds long before Michael Jordan, dude.
Sorry. I don't know. I was just possessed by an old guy. I don't know what happened. When we come back, we will discuss the Miami Dolphins' newest addition to the front office.
Leroy
will explain what the hell this means. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Stick around, you filthy animals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.